From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is blaming Russian-backed separatists and the Kremlin for the escalating violence in eastern Ukraine. Speaking during a joint news conference today in Kiev with Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk, Kerry accused Russian-backed separatists of indiscriminate shelling and terrorizing citizens. He also said President Barack Obama is weighing the possibility of arming Ukraine and could make the decision soon. Kerry said the U.S. is still seeking a diplomatic solution to the conflict.
We want a diplomatic resolution, but we cannot close our eyes to tanks that are crossing the border from Russia and coming in to Ukraine. We can't close our eyes to Russian fighters in unmarked uniforms crossing the border.
Meanwhile, French President François Hollande said before arriving in Ukraine's capital today that he and German Chancellor Angela Merkel would present a new solution to the conflict and then head to Moscow for talks with Russian leaders. Cameroon says at least 91 civilians have been killed by Boko Haram since the Nigerian militants invaded Cameroonian villages on Wednesday. The defense minister tells VOA 6 Cameroonian soldiers and 13 Chadian soldiers have been killed in the latest violence. The Yemen branch of al-Qaeda says one of its commanders, Harith el-Nahadri, has been killed by a U.S. airstrike in the country's south. Jordanian warplanes launched airstrikes against Islamic State targets today, a day after the country's king vowed relentless targeting of the militant group following a gruesome killing of a Jordanian fighter pilot whose plane went down in Syria. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif will meet in Munich on Saturday. The two will discuss negotiations on Iran's nuclear program. An influential body of Nigerian leaders says elections planned for February 14th should go ahead as planned. The Council of State issued its decision after a meeting today in Abuja. Taiwanese authorities are still searching for a number of missing people from the TransAsia Airways plane that crashed into a river in Taipei on Wednesday. Ralph Jennings reports.
Fire rescue crews were diving into the chilly Geelong River in sometimes rainy weather Thursday to find people who were on board the flight to the Taiwan-controlled outlying islets of Jinmen. Taiwan's Aviation Safety Council said Thursday it had found the aircraft's flight recorder and started a formal investigation. The cause of the crash remains a mystery. TransAsia says the aircraft was less than a year old and had a new engine installed in April. The pilot had issued a Mayday distress alert after takeoff and reported engine flameout. Ralph Jennings, Taipei.
U.S. President Barack Obama today welcomed the Tibetan religious leader, the Dalai Lama, as both men attended the annual National Prayer Breakfast in Washington.
I want to offer a special welcome to a good friend, His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, who is a powerful example of what it means to practice compassion.
The two leaders were seated a short distance away from each other and exchanged greetings. Despite the Dalai Lama's insistence that he is only seeking autonomy for Tibet, China views him as a separatist and regularly condemns foreign leaders who meet with him. The German and Greek finance ministers met in Berlin today. They made no progress towards settling a demand from the new Greek government to restructure that country's bailouts. German finance minister Wolfgang Schäuble said afterward that he and the Greek finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, had agreed to disagree about Greece's call to end strict austerity measures, but Varoufakis said something different.
We didn't reach an agreement. It was never on the cards that we would. We didn't even agree to disagree from where I'm standing. From where I'm standing, we agreed to enter into deliberations as partners with a joint orientation towards a European solution for European problems.
Australian journalist Peter Gresta says he wants to remain a foreign news correspondent even after spending 400 days in an Egyptian jail. The Al Jazeera journalist who was deported from Egypt earlier this week smiled as he spoke at a news conference today alongside his parents in his hometown of Brisbane. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.